This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal judge has blocked the Ohio state law defunding Planned Parenthood, saying the group stood to suffer irreparable injury. According to a federal analysis of consumers on Obamacare, in 2014, two-thirds of the people went for the lowest or second lowest priced plans in each of the tiers. In 2015, about half chose the cheapest plans. Cost is driving decisions. Ethiopia is the scene of weeks of anti-government protests by thousands demanding reform. Clinton and Kaine released more of their tax returns, putting more pressure on Trump, who has still not done so. United Airlines reached a deal with 25,000 flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, approved by a 53% margin, and 9,000 Teamster maintenance workers also agreed to terms, meaning that crews will finally be integrated under Continental and United, and fewer flight cancellations and delays. 10% of older workers without a college degree are self-employed. In the most recent polls, Clinton has opened up leads in key battleground states over Trump. She's up 13 in Virginia, up 9 in North Carolina, up 5 in Florida, and up 14 in Colorado. The Daily Caller's Peter Hassan reported that recent Syrian refugees being resettled in Virginia were sent to the state's poorest communities. Data from the State Department showed that almost all Virginia's refugees since October have been placed in towns with lower incomes and higher poverty rates, hours away from the wealthy suburbs outside of Washington. Puerto Rico has America's second largest public housing system after New York, with roughly 125,000 people living in 54,000 apartments. Recent survey says that 40% of gay teens have considered suicide. A hacker believed to be tied to the Russian intelligence services made public another set of internal Democratic Party documents, including the personal cell phone numbers and email addresses of nearly 200 lawmakers. The Spirit Camp protest by the Standing Rock Sioux in North Dakota has been going on a month against the Dakota Access Pipeline, projected by the end of the year to carry a 500,000 barrels of crude oil daily from the Bakken oil fields to Illinois. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.